As of this month, there's also an extra avenue for mining workers and anyone else who has experienced harassment in their workplace. New legislation means the Fair Work Commission can now take complaints of unlawful sexual harassment from workers. Karen Maher is a work health and safety and culture consultant, and she's worked with the mining, oil and gas industries. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What does this change mean?
So it's a really significant change in Australia, really, on the back of the Respect at Work inquiry and, of course, probably no doubt pressure following the parliamentary inquiry into mining, whereby, as you said, an individual, a worker can make, or a prospective worker can make an application to the Fair Work Commission of unlawful sexual harassment and seek a remedy there. And so it really does provide just another avenue for a worker or a prospective worker to make a claim in this space, which is really significant.
And is it around whether the employer has provided a safe workplace or the person who may have perpetrated the harassment? What will the Fair Work Commission's focus be here?
Well, the focus will be on, as they would look into the complaint, they would work out, you know, they would look into the evidence and they would make a finding as to whether it amounts, like the conduct that's been alleged amounts to sexual harassment. And if so, yes, there would be an exercise with regard to, you know, who is responsible and whether, you know, there might be a penalty there, like a civil penalty for, you know, the individual, or a penalty that the organisation might be, you know, a penalty attracted to the organisation for their failure in that sense to not take reasonable steps to prevent this from occurring in the first place. From the safety side of it, there's obviously so much going on in the psychosocial safety space as well, in the work health and safety area, which I think is also, it's all very linked, to be honest.
With all this going on, do you think it is having an impact on employers?
Oh, 100%. I work across all industries in Australia, including oil and gas and mining, and it's certainly under the spotlight. And I know even organisations who work with the mining industry are really taking so many steps to do everything they can to get onto the front foot, you know, to do everything they can to be proactive, which is exactly really what the essence of these changes are pushing. You know, instead of waiting for people to make complaints, you know, what can we be doing as organisations to stop this from happening in the first place and create those environments where people are safe and healthy to come to work?
Yeah, because you've said that we have in the past put the cart before the horse, wanting to address sexual harassment afterwards rather than beforehand. Is that now changing? Is there now enough emphasis or more emphasis on prevention?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the laws are really strengthening that approach as well, because, you know, when we think about our health and safety law, like sexual harassment has now been expressly identified as a work health and safety hazard, which has been a fundamental shift in Australia. And so it really pulls it into the safety, our requirements to provide that safe workplace that doesn't include sexual harassment. But also across Australia, as of the end of last year, we also have a new positive duty from a federal level that our organisations must be doing everything they can to prevent sexual harassment, sex discrimination and victimisation from happening in the first place. And so that's a really big shift that, again, is really trying to overturn and shift that whole reactive model that we've had in the past, where we wait for something to go wrong or someone to get hurt or that case or claim, where it's really shifting that and getting organisations to think on the front foot and think, what can we do now to stop this from happening in the first place? So that's, yeah, it's critical.
And as you explained, so this change will allow individuals to make a complaint to the Fair Work Commission, but not just individuals?
So it can be the individual can make the complaint, but also, which is a great change as well, is a union can make a complaint on behalf of one of their representatives. So that's fantastic. And there's also room for the Fair Work Ombudsman to also take some action there as well. So it really does help, because I think in a lot of these cases, and certainly in my experience over the years, there's so much fear and there's such a roadblock for people to actually take action, and sometimes they're very affected as well. So really what this does is it gives a lot more support, you know, allowance for support for someone who might have experienced sexual harassment to actually get something done about it. And so, yeah, that's really positive.
So there is obviously a lot happening, as you've explained this morning, legal changes, inquiries, reports, and you've talked about the shift that you are seeing in industries like mining. Is there still a long way to go, though, when it comes to addressing this problem?
There certainly is, yes. I think that we're on it. I always say, like, when I'm working with my organisations and we do a lot of training in this space, that we're definitely on a journey. But if you took a snapshot of where we were even 5 years ago, it's completely different. There's so much more interest in getting this right. There's so much more involvement from safety professionals within organisations to start tackling this as a risk management point of view. And I think also so much more attention and interest from very senior levels, which I just don't think was there before, which is, again, is really pushing the change. But I think, you know, maybe not right now, but I think, again, if we took a snapshot in 5 years, we'll see a huge change. And then again, even in, you know, the 5-10 year mark, I think it'll be a completely different story, which I know it feels like it's a long time, but I think, yeah, these shifts do take time, unfortunately.
Karen, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Eddie. Have a good day.
Thanks, Karen. Karen Maher, who is a work health and safety and culture